Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday. A matter of fact, Good Friday, April the 7th, 2023. 17 and a half minutes past the hour. Joined in studio today, if I can remember which mic it is, by Mike Wilson, former host of the Mike Wilson Show here on WGH Talk. And I do want to make some notes here before we get to our giveaways and our Family Feud fun. I got an Easter card in the mail this morning. Well, it probably came yesterday. Easter, a season bright with beauty, a season ripe for rejoicing. Warm wishes for an Easter filled with happiness in a spring that's blessed with special joys for you and those who love you. Happy Easter, your friends Phyllis and Larry. Thank you, Phyllis and Larry, out there. And what would you say those flowers are on the front of that?
Those are purple flowers.
What is a purple flower? I mean, what kind of flowers are purple?
I'm not sure what that is.
It is purple, though. It's not like a...
Yeah.
What are some other renditions of purple that...
Violet.
Violet, yeah.
Oh, let me see that again. Is that violets?
Are those violets? Well, they are flowers.
You know what? I think those are violets.
There you go. I'll buy it.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
We'll go with violets. And I do want to let people know that the Friday Night Show returned last week, Friday Night Live with Sean Kraft here at 8:15 to 10 o'clock. That is a running thing now, so tune in tonight, 8:15 to 10 o'clock, here on this station. Now, the prizes we've got to give away, which we'll be doing through 1 o'clock this afternoon. We've got a large one-topping pizza from Neighbor's Pizza, located at 712 Richmond Avenue here in Marion. We've got a Del Taco beanie. We've got a $10 gift certificate to Del Taco. And we have got lollipops, butterscotch lollipops from the famous See's Candy Company in Carson, California, which were sent to us. And I don't even think you can buy those around here unless you get on the internet. So we've got all kinds of giveaways to do, and we're going to do it as we always do it, Family Feud style here. You can enter as many times as you like. For every right answer, you'll get an entry, you'll be an entrant, and at the end of each hour, we will draw a winner and give away a prize. So that's how it will go. I don't know what the prize order will be, but we'll obviously be giving away at least three things today, because we have 3 hours, and you can pick it up today before 1 o'clock if you win. Now, all that being said, Mike, what's the first category?
First category is... I don't know what the category is, but name something people take off before they jump in a pool.
No, I think that's the category.
That's the category, okay.
But what do you call that?
A question.
And here comes the call. All right, go ahead, caller.
Are you having trouble there?
No, not on our end.
Well, I wrote down the time, and about every minute mine goes off. And when it went off at 9:55, I went and did something else, and I came back. It still wasn't on at 10:09. That was almost 15 minutes. You went off at 10:14, 10:15. And I have to take my remote and hit that little, what does it say on the button? Okay. When I hit it the second time, you come back on, but you go off for a minute.
Well,
so I don't know, because we've had trouble, you know, with the computer and stuff. When it comes red, I thought it was a storm. And I went out of yours and went into a news station, and I did a little circle that goes around, and it'll kind of come in. So I don't know if it's me or not. So
yeah, that sounds like a buffering issue. Maybe your internet's not running fast.
Well, it's slow, because it did that when about Trump, and I thought, well, everybody's on this stuff. That's, you know, sometimes it'll run slow. I don't know if it gets over a lot of people on that. And I just wondered if anybody else was having trouble.
Did you try shutting it down and bringing it back up?
Yeah, I unplugged it, but I think he's asleep. But I think, I don't know if they call it booted, he does something.
Yeah, and reboot the modem.
He said when it's red, it's down. He says it's blue, okay, it's okay. But see, I can't do that, so I don't know if I'm going to keep clicking it or...
Well, hopefully he wakes up soon and maybe can just reboot it for you.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Okay, thanks.
Goodbye.
See how dedicated people are to this station,
yes,
Mike?
They're concerned when things aren't working.
When they
right,
lose it, they get antsy.
What a relationship you have with your listeners.
Well, we have a phone. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Should I restate the
That's called something on the inside. That's on the inside. Okay, what's the category?
Okay, name something people take off before they jump in a pool.
That is the Family Feud category. Name something people take off before they get in the pool. And how many answers are there?
There are four.
Four big answers. Now we've got a neighbor's pizza we're going to be giving away. Large one-topping pizza. Everybody's enjoyed those. We've got the See's Candies lollipops. We've got the Del Taco beanie. We've got the $10 to Del Taco. We've got all kinds of stuff we're going to be raffling off here this morning. But you got to give us a buzz. Now remember, I am in the studio today, not at the home office. 740-383-9944. So the category again is...
Name something people take off before they jump in a pool.
Name something people take off before they jump in the pool. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, it's me. Now I'm going to call in and maybe it'll end and I'll say something else. But I'm going to say your shoes.
Shoes.
Okay, that's the very first one. Clothes-shoes. So, yes.
Shoes, thank you. All right, we've got shoes. Turn that speaker down. I think because you have the headphones on, it's causing a little reverb there. That speaker here, the one in the front.
Oh, the speaker.
Yeah. So, we do have an entrant here so far. 740-383-9944. Shoes was number one on the list of four. Go ahead, caller.
A hat.
Did you say hat?
Hat.
Well, the first category was clothes/shoes, so I think that would... You know what? We're going to have a fifth answer here. Hat would be a good one.
No, you can't add answers. Yeah, whoa, you can't add answers. No. No, Mike doesn't understand the rules.
Any type of clothing articles is included in the other answer.
Right. All clothing is included in number one.
Okay, jewelry.
Jewelry.
Jewelry. Ah, that's number four.
All right, there we go.
It says jewelry / watch. So yes, number
all right.
Four.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. 740-383-9944. Run down the list again. Can't add things to the category. What's wrong with you?
We got some good dedicated listeners out there, and I want to make sure that they can get their prizes.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm gonna say your watch.
Here's another one. It's jewelry / watch.
Oh, nope. We're already in that. We already got
that.
Oh, okay.
All right. So run them down again there, Mike.
Okay. Name something people take off before they jump in the pool. So far, we have clothes / shoes and jewelry / watch.
Got a lot of slashes in your day. Go ahead, caller.
Scott E. Spears, interviewer to the authors, and Michael Wilson, President and Chairman and CEO of the entire county of Morrow. Good evening. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Adam Lapp, the computer guy.
You are the CEO of the entire county, right?
I'll take that title, yeah.
Either you or James Anderson, the celebrities in Morrow County. Of course, we have baseball player Tim Belcher is from that area.
Yes, he is. I met him.
Other interesting individuals. So I guess I was going to say everything, but that counts as clothes, right?
Yes, yes, Adam.
Okay, I have an answer. This is for you, Scott. You're bespectacled, right?
I have glasses on. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, you are bespectacled, meaning you wear glasses.
Yes, yes, I do.
I'll say you take your glasses off, which might include sunglasses.
That is number two on the list.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I could see that answer on the board, right?
Man, that sense of humor just astounds me.
And we have See's Candy we're giving away today. Lollipops.
Well, not on my diet, but thank you for the offer.
Why? I don't think I offered any to you. Did I? I was just telling you what we were giving away.
Then I won't thank you for the offer.
Well, that's just the same.
Quite a compliment from Alex. You're the interviewer to the stars, the authors, and whatever else.
Well, they all eventually get here at one point or another, Adam. They all get here.
Okay, well, take your glasses off before you go swimming, Scott. We'll see you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, there's one answer left.
All right, run it down.
Okay, name something people take off before they jump in a pool. So far, we have clothes-shoes, glasses, and jewelry/watch. We have one left.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, you got glasses?
Yes.
We got glasses.
Yeah, I'm trying to work both of them because you're still going out all the time. Okay.
She can hear half the program. That's, which half? I don't know. Hopefully the good half.
I hope it's my half, but okay.
Well, I don't know if you have a half. You're the CEO of Morrow County. I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
What about your toupee or wig?
Mike, does your toupee stay on when you get in the pool?
Well, that's not on the list, but that's a really good answer.
Good answer.
It's a hair-raising answer.
Thank you. I bet you take your toupee off when you get in the pool. I know Adam does.
I'm sure we'll get a call from Adam here in just a moment.
Adam's going to take that piece off, or else it's going to be floating on the top of the water. Go ahead, caller.
How about your contact lenses?
Again, that's a good one, but no, it's not on the list.
Run it down here between calls, Mike. Run them down.
Name something people take off before they jump in the pool. We have clothes/shoes, glasses, and jewelry/watchers. One more.
740-383-9944. See's Candy Lollipops, Del Taco Beanie, Del Taco $10 gift certificate, Neighbor's Pizza, large one-topping pizza. Boy, it's all on the table here today on WWGH Radio, where the G stands for good golly, I knew this call was coming. Go ahead, caller.
I was thinking, Scott, because they show those ads for the hair replacement companies, and the guys are swimming. It shows that you can wear one in the pool.
So you keep your piece on is what you're telling me.
Well, I'm just a piece in general. But I got an answer.
Piece of what?
Glasses is there, but contact lenses should be taken off because they don't really do well against the chlorine and the salt and stuff.
We had that one already, Adam.
I didn't hear it.
Are you listening?
Well, it's not on the list, though, Adam.
Yeah, toupee is funny, but remember those commercials, Mike? You know, where they show the guys swimming, playing sports?
I'm not as old as you. No, I don't remember.
So the whole thing is...
I do remember.
Yeah, I just thought that was... Okay, well, how about hearing aid? Anybody say that? You don't want
I'm sorry,
that
did way. You say something?
Hearing aid.
No. Proverbial joke?
It's not. It's not on the list, Adam.
Well, because it'll get dislodged. I mean, I'm thinking like medical devices people might wear.
Dislodged?
Well, you don't want to wear your hearing aid in the pool. It might fall out and, you know, not work anymore. That wouldn't be good.
That's very true, but it's not on the list.
Okay, well, I certainly tried, but yeah, I laughed my rear end off when the person said that because it's kind of ironic, but it is a clever answer for sure. Okay, well, that's all I had for you. See you later.
All right. There we go.
I knew he'd be calling in.
There was just no doubt. 740-383-9944. And remember, if you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. That's what we like. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
What about makeup, like false eyelashes?
I wear mine in the pool all the time. No.
Right along with his toupee. It's an ugly sight.
It's a good one, but not on the list.
All right. Well, you know, it is Good Friday. Good Friday. G-O-O-D Friday. 740-383-9944. What's the category again, Mike? And run it down.
It is name something people take off before they jump in the pool. We so far have clothes/shoes, glasses, and jewelry/watchers. One category left.
A lot of slashes there.
Yes, there is.
So number one was what?
Clothes/shoes.
All right. Number two?
Glasses.
Three?
Well, it was number four on the list, but it's jewelry/watch.
Okay. So something you take off before you get in the pool is still on the list. Right?
Yes. One.
This is a talk show. If you would talk, it would really help things along this morning. Go ahead, caller. Well, maybe. Go ahead, caller.
This one's kind of stupid, but how about cell phones? A lot of people keep them in a pocket or something.
Again, it's not on the list. Good answer, though.
Not a bad answer. You're the Richard Dawson today. Good answer. If they were here, you'd be giving them kisses.
I would.
That's what Richard used to do.
Yeah.
Couldn't get away with that today. He'd be hauled in on some charges. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back because we've got stuff to give away and win today. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, it's Sarah. Can I do two?
Only one.
Oh, no, come on.
Okay, well, hold on. Mike, one or two?
I'm not allowed to make the rules you told me.
No, wait, okay, go ahead and do it. How are you doing? How are the roads? Are you off today because of Good Friday?
I'm off today, yeah.
Oh, God bless your heart that you're listening. Okay, you can give us...
could it be your towel?
Perfect, number three, towel.
Now, hey...
I'm so good, I didn't even have to do two.
Well, and you're modest. That's what we really like. You could win free stuff here today, so don't tune away.
Are we getting ready to start the next category?
Yes.
Oh, just let me be number one.
Okay, flip the run what the last category was, because people don't like it when I don't give all the answers.
Okay, the last category, name something people take off before they jump in the pool. Number one, closed-ass shoes. Number two, glasses. Number three, towel. And number four, jewelry/watch.
Next category.
Next category. Tell me an expression with the word monkey in it.
Monkeying around?
You know, that's a good one, but it's not on the list.
No monkeying around.
Okay.
Keep trying. Four answers on the list, right?
Yes, sir.
So far, we've got Judy, Trish, and Sarah, and Adam can't really win, but he has given a correct answer.
Yeah.
So Judy, Trish, and Sarah, all in the competition here this morning. 740-383-9944. New category, monkey.
Tell me an expression with the word monkey in it.
Go ahead, caller.
Monkey business.
That is the number one answer, yes.
Thank you. Monkey business. I never understood what monkey business was. I mean, how would you use that in a sentence?
It's what the monkeys throw at each other's their business.
I mean, what is monkey business?
If you're doing something to annoy somebody or something...
Well, are you giving me monkey business today?
I'm doing my best.
It's very, very close on the list today. We're getting a call, I think, here.
Okay.
Well, let's take the thing. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, can I give several answers?
No. Why not? Go ahead.
No, because I'm working the phone and my remote. You're not staying on longer than a minute. Now, what was my answer? Oh, mucking around.
That's a good one, but it's not on there.
No, so try another one.
No, I'm on.
No, you can go until you get one.
No, I'm just going to do one.
No, it's just I just didn't want you to give, all the correct answers. So you can give another one.
All the correct answers. No, I got to get off the phone now and think.
Okay, bye-bye. Are things just strange today?
I'd like to meet some of these people.
Something just don't seem right today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
A lot of monkey business going on out there.
God almighty. Go ahead, caller.
Monkey shine.
Ah, that's a good answer. Not on the list, though.
So. All right, run them down again.
Tell me an expression with the word monkey in it. So far, we have monkey business. There are three or more answers.
35 minutes past the hour. We're going to do the first drawing here in about 25 minutes. I don't know what the drawing is going to be yet, but we got that large neighbor's pizza, Del Taco items, C's candy. Go ahead, caller.
In honor of our friend Sarah, and Mike, you used to be in this business. If one of these school buses or city buses breaks down, you call a mechanic, also known as a grease monkey.
Oh, that's a good one, but it's not on the list.
Hey, Adam, I'll give you, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
Adam.
What are you going to do if the bus breaks down, Mike? What are you going to do? Snap your fingers and hope it just magically fixes itself, or do you call a grease monkey?
I just leave the bus set where it is and take off. I would call the mechanic. You're right.
Okay, let's go for monkey bars, in the playground. Is that
It's not on there either.
Hey, you can also use that monkey grease to put your toupee on.
I guess some people probably could.
Or Gorilla Glue. Mike liked that one. That was good.
Peter Gabriel is coming to Columbus. You're probably a fan, right? Right, Mike? From formerly of Genesis, and now he's on his own. He had a big hit called Shock the Monkey, remember?
Yeah, yes, he did.
Yeah, so I'll say that's not going to be there. But in honor of Peter Gabriel coming to concert in Columbus, I believe he's coming soon. Kind of one of my friends who's into classic rock was talking about it. I'll say Shock the Monkey, but that's not going to be there.
It is not on there. You're
and
right.
There's Monkey by George Michael. That's just a one title, one word song. That won't be there, but I don't know. I tried, guys.
You did. You're very trying.
Let's hope your bus never breaks down. You won't ever need to call a grease monkey.
Thank you.
See you later, Bob.
All right. Only one answer so far, right? Just monkey business.
Yes, sir. Only one answer so far.
Yeah. Still got three to go. 740-383-9944. A phrase that begins with monkey. as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is Diana. I'm Sarah's friend who you just talked to.
Oh, right.
Here with the towel. Yeah, hi.
Believe it or not, I do have friends.
Yeah, the jury was out on if Sarah had friends or not. We really didn't know, so I'm glad you've confirmed it this morning.
So you're the one.
Well, I confirm it. I'm a good friend. And she's a good friend, too. The best. Barrel Full of Monkeys.
Oh, that's another good one. Again, not on the list.
Not on the... Keep trying.
Kidding. Somebody said Monkey Shine, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Yeah, yep, yep.
That's not on the list either.
No.
What the heck could it be?
Now, are you enjoying the show?
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
Oh, well, then we might be friends before you know it.
I'm glad somebody's enjoying it.
You never know.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye. You notice when I said that, I waved in the studio like somebody would... like somebody would see that.
We're not on TV, Scott.
Well,
this is all audio.
You're the one who's silent on a talk show. Don't give me pointers here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know what that other person said, but mine is Sea Monkey Sea. I think it's Sea Monkey Sea or Do Monkey. I think it's Sea Monkey Sea. There used to be a saying.
You're close enough. Monkey Sea, Monkey Do, and that is number two on the
list.
Yeah,
I was supposed to say Monkey Do Monkey, but that didn't sound wrong.
This is a family show
Scott
here.
Scott telling he don't want to meet me. I think he's trying to say meet.
No, I just waved. I said good answer and waved.
Well, I think he means weird. He didn't want to meet me. Okay.
All right.
But there was something there, but... I was going to say the do, too. Do, Mucky, do, but I know. Okay.
Thank you.
What did the lady say before? Because I went off again.
What did she say, Mike? Our last caller.
What did she say?
Boy, you're terrible. Forgetting the lists of the what people are saying? That was like a minute ago.
I don't remember.
Well, maybe she'll call back in. We'll ask her.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, because I've called you since this stuff over 50 times. I'm trying to work both, but when the people talk, I have to keep, hitting the thing and stuff. Hmm. Okay.
All right, thanks. That's right. If you get that busy signal, you got to keep trying. 740-383-9944. Just push your way in. Eventually, you'll get that, you get a ring. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Monkey on Your Back.
Number three answer. Yes, very good.
All right, Monkey on Your Back.
We're down to one.
All right, run that thing down again.
Okay, tell me an expression with the word monkey in it. And so far we have Monkey Business, Monkey See, Monkey Do, and Monkey on Your Back.
All right, but one left to go. A phrase with monkey in it. Go ahead, caller.
Throw a monkey wrench into it.
Oh, that's another good one, but no, it's not on there.
No throwing of monkey wrenches at this point.
This other one's a relatively good answer. Relatively good answer.
Now, what do you base that on? Relatively good answer.
Relatively good answer. Just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. Giving hints. We don't like when you give hints. We have enough trouble over here. Go ahead, caller.
Here's one for you, Scott. Don't you have a Facebook friend named Davy Jones who often comments on your posts?
And yes.
I always go, Davy Jones, like with Marsha Brady. Well, he was a member of the Monkees, right?
Yes, so he was.
He was like the band, the Monkees, Davy Jones of the Monkees, or the monkey member on the Brady Bunch.
That monkeys is not on the list.
That's a clever answer.
That is a clever answer,
David,
yes.
David Jones would be very impressed.
I'm sure he would if he was still alive,
a monkey,
yes.
A TV show? I mean, that's too cerebral, but okay.
It wasn't cerebral at all, believe me.
No, I didn't really think that was like a Mensa type of thing there, but maybe it was.
Wow, I must have missed something.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Let's go back to the phones. See, you're pointing too. Don't talk to me about things going on in the studio. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Like auto mechanic, a grease monkey?
That's a good answer, but not on the list.
No grease monkeys on the list. You know, it's hard, I think, when you call in because we operate on a bit of a delay. You miss what some people say. That's showbiz, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Hi.
Hi.
Cheeky monkey.
What's that?
Cheeky monkey.
Cheeky monkey.
I never heard that expression. But it's
well, I lived in England for 20 years, so I'm Sarah's friend again, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So you would say, you know, somebody monkeying around, you'd say, "Oh, you cheeky monkey."
Oh, from England.
Yeah.
Now, are you upset that the Queen has left us?
It was sad, but it was bound to happen. But you know what? I never thought about her dying. It was weird when they announced it. It was almost like surreal to me because she's just always been there.
You know, it's
longer than that. She was there longer than I was around.
Yeah, well, yeah, she had the long 70 more years,
75 years or something. Yeah, she was coronated in 52, which was 2 years before I was born. And I'm, yeah, so, and then, yeah, 52 to 22.
But she never smiled in that.
Oh, she did. Yes, she did. Yeah, well, she was on the TV, and you would see her smile. And I mean, we saw more of her than you guys did, obviously.
Wonder why we didn't get to see her smile.
Well, usually there were only state events that were televised over here, you know, I would have thought.
Well, that's interesting.
But yeah, I've seen her on, like, state visits smiling at other dignitaries.
Well, that's good. Well, hey, keep playing along.
I sure will.
All right, we want to get some entries here. We've got three so far. We've got Judy, Trish, Sarah. Got a lot of calls, but only three entrants, and we're going to do that first drawing here in 17 minutes. 740-383-9944. We've got a large Neighbor's Pizza, one topping. We've got Del Taco Beanie, Del Taco $10 gift certificate, C's Candies, fresh from Carson, California. Go ahead, caller.
What about Barrel of Monkeys?
Barrel of Monkeys.
Very good answer. Not on the list.
As Mike dies. he's about to croak over there. 740-383-9944. Monkey croak. That's what we're calling. Go ahead, caller.
We used to say stop monkeying around. I don't know if anybody said that.
That's a good answer, but not on the list. Sorry.
Okay.
Not on the list. Stop monkeying around. So we have monkey business.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah, monkey on your back.
Monkey on your back. Go ahead, caller.
I want to talk to the organ grinder, not the monkey.
I like that. I might.
If that's on the list, I'll eat this microphone. Go ahead.
This is Diana again.
Well, good to talk to you, Diana. We appreciate that.
He's over here waving at you.
We'll be old friends by the time this day is over with.
Right, we will. I'm going to just keep on going.
Okay, keep on going, Diana. Keep on going. All right. Did you ever see the Queen smile?
I think
don't lie.
I have.
Don't
I
lie.
Have.
Don't try to be a people pleaser. Go ahead, caller.
Monkey's uncle.
There you got it, number four.
Monkey's uncle. You're a monkey's uncle. Thank you.
Did you give my hint a little bit ago?
I did. Relative. Yeah. All right, so run them down.
Okay, tell me an expression with the word monkey in it. And number one was monkey business. Number two, monkey see, monkey do. Number three, monkey on your back. And number four, monkey's uncle.
All right, new category here on the WGH Talk Station on this Good Friday.
Okay, give me one word to describe someone who gets on your nerves, Scott.
Mike. is that on the list? That's got to be number one.
There's a comma in there, you know.
Well, what was the category? I wasn't listening. Sorry, I blacked you out there for a second.
Give me one word to describe someone who gets on your nerves, Scott.
So it's not a person who gets on your nerves. Give me a... What is it?
One word to describe someone who gets on your nerves. Okay, you're describing the person who gets on your nerves.
No, you're not. These aren't names on the list, are they?
No, they aren't names, but you're describing that person.
If you have any idea...
Why they were on your nerves.
If you understand anything he just said, give us an answer. Go ahead. Hello?
A pain in the butt.
That's a good one, but no, it's not on there.
No pain in the rump. on the list here today. So it's a characteristic
of somebody
who gets on your nerves.
They are...
Well, why didn't you just say that,
this
Mike?
This person is this.
Why do we have to go through that whole rigmarole? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say, too, this time, because I've been pushing this phone like crazy. I'm going to say your kids or your husband. I don't know if anybody said that.
Okay, it's not a particular person. It's a characteristic of that person that gets on your nerves.
Like if a person's a pain in the rump.
Well, you said Mike and my thing went off, so I didn't know what to
So you understood
it.
What I was saying.
When you said Mike or something, then it went off, and I thought, well, it's not going to be a person's name. It's going to be like kids or something. Okay.
All right. Characteristic of a person who gets on your nerves.
Yeah, the wording on this isn't very good. I like your wording better.
Yeah, I like that better, too. How many answers?
Five.
Five. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, it's Diana again. Pest.
Actually, that's number four on the list.
All right, Diana's on the list here this morning.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Diane. All right. Diana's on the... What is... Like, Princess Diana... Nothing spilled. Don't worry about it. Judy, Trish, Sarah, and Diana in the category now. 48 minutes past the hour. 12 minutes before we do our first drawing here. Go ahead, caller.
Obnoxious.
Yes, I know people like that, but it's not on the list.
Okay, what did the other caller just say? I missed what she
pest.
Said.
Pest.
Pardon?
Pest.
Pest, okay.
Yeah.
Pest.
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 P-E-S-T.
Yes.
That's the only one we've got so far.
Yes, it is.
All right. Go ahead, caller. Well, speaking of P-E-S-T, go ahead, caller.
Hi, Adam. He just doesn't shut up and just keeps running his or her mouth like a motorboat, and maybe it's called windpipe by one of our listeners in Marion. Someone who talks too much. This is very talkative. It just doesn't shut his or her mouth up. So is that on the answer?
That is not an answer, but you describe
talking
yourself quite
well. Keep talking. But doesn't
you describe yourself quite well there, Adam.
Okay, I'll try that best that I can, Mike. Have a good day. See you later.
Thank you, windpipe.
I need to talk to Peter Zane and Sayonara.
Oh, man. You know, one of our callers dubbed him the windpipe.
With good reason.
Imagine. Imagine that. 740-383-9944. If it's ringing busy, just call back. If the dinger's not dinging and the ringer's not ringing. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know what he said, but I'm going to say Newsom.
Nobody knows what he said. Nobody has a clue.
We try not to listen.
Well, I know you had passed, so I'm going to say Newsom.
That's a good one, but again, it's not on there.
On the list, okay.
No.
All right. So run them down, Mike. We got to do this quick because we got the calls coming.
Give me one word to describe someone who gets on your nerves. And so far we have one, which was pest.
All right. And we're going to do our first drawing of three this morning in 10 minutes. Judy, Trish, Sarah, and Diana in the competition so far here this morning on WGH Talk. Go ahead, caller.
How about an agitator?
Oh, so good, but no, it's not on there.
One of those is in my washer.
Yes.
I have an agitator.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Is that what that's called?
I believe so.
I believe so. Thank you very much. I believe that is an agitator.
Or you could call an atom.
You know, I might nickname it the windpipe. That's what we'll do. Go ahead, caller.
In honor of all of our telemarketers that call us, selling whatever it is that they're trying to sell us, doesn't speak very good English. Or whatever language you speak, does not have good communication skills. Like the radio announcers, we are, Scott, how well do we speak? You know, we speak nice and clearly and enunciate. But some of these telemarketers, you know, they really don't speak very well. So it gets very annoying. And that could apply, too, of course, to someone in person.
It could very much apply.
Not good communication skills, not good English skills.
It's just not on the list.
Okay, well, I'll continue to enunciate, and maybe I'll talk fast and just be talkative because that's not on the list either. See you later.
Do you ever just wait for the comma to come in when Adam's talking? I just always wait for a comma that never comes, and I just hope and pray.
At least a period or, you know, semicolon, you know.
Something. That's a good pronunciation, radio pronunciation. I wait for something. Go ahead, caller, 740-383-9944. And again, the category is...
Give me one word to describe someone who gets on your nerves.
All right, so far
we have pest.
That's it.
There are four more.
Four more, and we've only got one. Pest. These are all adjectives. 740-383-9944. The phone's ringing busy. Just means we're on the line with somebody else. Going to be giving away Del Taco Beanie, Del Taco $10 gift card. We've also got C's Candy. We have got Neighbor's Large One-Topping Pizza. We got the whole kit and caboodle here today on WGH Talk. The whole kit and caboodle. Go ahead, caller.
A know-it-all.
That is number five on the list.
Okay.
Very good.
Know-it-all, number five on the list. Now, I've never ran into anybody like that. Know-it-all is number five, and a pest is number one. There's still three in the middle?
There are three. Pest is actually number four, but yes, pest and know-it-all are the two that we have so far.
Go ahead, caller.
I don't know how to say this, but how about somebody that annoys you?
Annoying is number one.
Annoyer. Okay.
Yes.
Annoying, number one on the list today. 740-383-9944. All kinds of gifts to give away here today. Del Taco Beanie, Del Taco gift certificate, Neighbor's Pizza, C's Candy. Go ahead, caller.
Around Creek.
What did you say first?
Creep?
Creep.
It's not on there, but I thought you said...
Oh, I was going to say loudmouth.
That's number one. That's number three. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Numbers don't mean a whole lot to you, do they? It's one, it's three, it's five, it's four, whatever. Write them down again.
All right.
All right. We're getting close to the end of this first hour.
Give me one word to describe someone who gets on your nerves. Number one answer was Adam. No, excuse me.
Imagine that.
So far we have...
Go ahead, caller.
Okay.
Mike, you got all this money from your presidency in Morrow County. Can I borrow $20?
No, that's not an answer. Sorry.
Okay, is that one on the list? Wants to borrow money all the time?
It's not on the list, but that's a good one.
Okay, I won't ask for a loan either then. Okay, see you later.
Ciao. 740-383-9944.
I can't believe people haven't gotten this one.
What do we have?
Well, so far we have annoying, loud, pest, and know-it-all. And there's one left.
One left. A word to describe an annoying person. Yeah.
Or a person who gets on your nerves.
Person who gets on your nerves. 740-383-9944. Judy, Trish, Sarah, and Diana in this hour. We're going to do the first drawing here at the end of this hour. But you can win as many times as you like this morning, but you have to re-enter every hour. We're going to reset the clock every hour, and you do have to re-enter. So you can't just have a holdover. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A word to describe somebody who is...
gets on your nerves.
Gets on your nerves. And we have four of the five. Run them down.
What we have so far is annoying, loud, pest, and know-it-all.
All right. Now, you can enter as many times as you like. You can get in... I guess it probably does increase your chances of winning, but I don't know to what degree... the odds of that are. Go ahead, caller.
You can't fix stupid.
That is a true statement, but it's not on the list.
Okay.
You can't fix stupid, but maybe you can find a grease monkey, you can work on it. That's the only thing I know. 740-383-9944. We're under the 5-minute mark here. Drawing coming up here momentarily. I'm thinking about what the first gift's going to be this morning. Is it going to be candy? Is it going to be Del Taco hat and gift card here? I don't know. We'll see momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Idiot.
That could be annoying, but or get on your nerves, but no, that's not... That's
I thought she was just calling you an idiot. Thank you, that's what I like. I thought she just called in to let you know what she thought of you. That's the type of radio I like, when people just lay it out. It's good of you to put a piece of candy in your mouth while we're doing a show here. Don't wait for the break or anything to do that. Do it right during the show. What is... You know... I'll get professionals in here one day. 740-383-9944. The category is something about people that would be nasty.
Give me one word to describe someone who gets on your nerves.
And the answers we have already are?
Annoying, loud, pest, and know-it-all.
What happened to Sarah and Diana? They're both in the competition, but did they only want to enter once?
Well, they're out there.
They're out there. I'm still worried about our friend Lee. I haven't heard from him in a few days. I hope he's out there. So, well, Lee, if you're out there, give us a call. Let us know how you are.
Yeah, at least call and say hi.
Just say hello. It's Good Friday. 740-383-9944. You know, when we get down to the final answer, it gets kind of tough.
It does. It does.
Because the four answers we have are...
Oh,
back to you. Because we're about to do the drawing. We're 57 minutes past the hour here.
Annoying, loud, pest, and know-it-all. There's one more.
Annoying, loud, pest, and know-it-all. One more answer. What do you got? 740-383-9944. You still have a chance to get in. We've got 2 minutes, and we're going to do the first drawing. You can pick up your gift today till 1 o'clock. It's big. And we're going to do another drawing next hour. So if you don't win this hour, don't feel discouraged. Because we're going to do this again next hour. Now, you do have to re-enter, and then we're going to do it again at noon. So that's how this whole day will go. Good Friday, good giveaways. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, careful what you ask for. It's Diana again.
All right, Diana, hit it.
Pain.
Again, that's a wonderful answer, but it's not on the list.
No pain.
All these 3 and 4 word ones coming in.
Well, did Sarah's phone break? What happened to her?
Oh, she's driving.
Oh, okay.
She's at the wheel.
Okay, she's at the wheel. Gotcha. Thanks.
Right. What about... That wasn't...
Oh, she wasn't done, and I just cut her off. Felt like Larry King there for a second. You know, just cut people off. Call back in, Diana. Finish your answer here before we run out of time this hour. 740-383-9944. Only about a minute left, and we're going to do the drawing.
All right.
And I should say that the first drawing this morning is going to be... Well, let's see. We got three different gifts this hour. The first drawing is going to be for one of the See's Candy lollipops.
Ooh.
They're good.
I bet they are.
All the way from Carson, California. Go ahead, caller.
A knucklehead.
Very good answer, but not on the list.
Or Archie Bunker's meathead.
Meathead. That's a good one. Not on the list?
Not on the list.
Thank you. Good guess, though, 740-383-9944. We'll take one more guess, and then we're going to draw for the See's Candy Butterscotch Lollipop. That's what's coming. 740-383-9944, the See's Candy Butterscotch Lollipop. Judy, Trish, Sarah, Diana, all in the competition. Remember, we are going to do this again next hour. And you have to re-enter, though. We're going to wipe the slate clean. Wipe the slate clean.
There's a spoonerism.
Yeah, wipe the slate clean, and you'll have to enter again. But we're going to give away a neighbor's pizza. We're going to give away the Del Taco items. It's going to be big.
One more answer.
Well, I'll take one more here. We're running out of time. 740-383-9944. Judy, Trish, Sarah, and Diana are in this competition. Run it down real quick. 740-383-9944.
Give me one word to describe
someone. Here's our final guess. Let's take the final guess and go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Have you got all the answers yet?
No.
One more.
Oh, okay, because I just had a call and I had to tell him to get off the phone. How about a freeloader?
Oh, that's a good one, but not on the list.
Not on the list. See how important this show is?
I see.
Get off the phone. I got things to do.
Your priorities are in the right place.
All right, for the See's Candy Lollipop. All right, give me a 1, 2, 3, or 4, Mike.
Let's go with 2.
2, Judy. You win the lollipop. So, Judy, you're the winner, but you can win again. So, come back with us next hour, re-enter. We're going to do this again, and we've got the pizza, we've got the Del Taco stuff. Don't tune away. Mike and I will be back in 15.
Well, I don't say it keeps me up at night. I think that nobody likes criticism, but sometimes it's very legitimate.
Final question I have for you, Helen, is probably the question I've been asked the most since I did the interview with you back in October of 2015.